Yo, welcome back. You're listening to the Future of Sports Talk Radio. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. It's your boy King Hooli on the mic. You already know the vibes, bro. You know who I'm with. The homie White Mike's in the building. What's up, White Mike?
What's up? Everybody have a good Christmas?
Hell yeah, man. Christmas is dope. What'd you do? What happened? What'd you get?
I didn't get nothing, actually.
No?
Nah, we kind of IOU'd each other around here since we just moved into the apartment.
And there you go. That's smart. That's smart. There's going to be plenty of Christmases to come.
Yeah. You
know, definitely. Get ready for a lot of socks, bro. I'm just going to say that.
You know, and underwear.
Underwear.
Oddly enough, I actually asked for those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, just be ready for that shit because that's exactly what's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
I get socks every year. And I'm all right with that, you know, because socks are cool.
Yep.
Socks are cool. And, of course, you hear the other voice, my A1 from day one, Hollow Points in the building. What's up, Hollow Points?
What up, what up?
How you doing, bro?
I've been better, but I've been worse, so yeah. I'm here and I'm up and about. Let's do this.
I know what you mean.
I had a really good Christmas with the kids. The kids, you know, and they enjoyed it, so that's all that matters to me. And I'm happy because I haven't reached the point yet where I'm getting a suit and shirt every year. So I haven't got to that point yet.
You haven't got what yet?
I haven't got a shirt, you know, the shirt with the tie. You know,
wow. Yeah. Okay, you ain't got that far yet?
Nah,
okay.
I'm not that far yet.
Yeah, you're not.
So
you did get a nice cup.
I did get a nice cup. You like that? Yeah.
I did. I laughed.
That was a good cup. At least you don't have ugly kids. So yeah, everything's all good, man. How about you?
Christmas was great, man. I had a good time with the family. I spent most of Christmas in Facebook jail, so I couldn't get those, like, you know.
What was that about? I saw it and I was like, how did you, what happened?
Apparently you can't call somebody a bitch on Facebook.
I'm out. Just
okay, the person made the comment about somebody that was deceased, like, you know, it was very like one of those derogatory. I felt it was fucked up. And I was like, bro, you're a whole bitch for saying that.
Mm.
And then like 2 minutes later, fucking Facebook police whoop.
Rolled up, like, on the phone.
Like, he rolled up on you.
Like, I didn't even close the app out yet. The motherfuckers popped up. It was like, hey man, hey, yo, you just made this comment a minute ago. Come on. Come with us.
I mean, you come see me.
All right. Yeah. So it's like I had a 24-hour ban.
Yo, I've been in Facebook jail once for sharing a meme that was on Facebook. I got banned.
It don't work that way. Because you call somebody a bitch.
That's fine.
That's
I'm mad at how quick it happened for you, man.
Dude, like, it just popped up. Like, I didn't even close the app out at all. Like, app stayed up. This shit just popped up like it was an Amber Alert. Like, yeah, hey, yo. You call that dude a bitch? Yeah, all right, come on.
Put the phone down.
Put the phone down. Come on, come with us. Like, is this what Facebook jail is?
Yeah.
It's horrible, bro. Like, you ever been to Facebook jail?
No, I haven't. No.
Look, you pretty much just hold your phone on Facebook all day.
You can't do nothing. You can look. That's it.
You can look, bro.
All the comments.
You sitting there wishing, like,
it'll let you. Oh, think you
wait,
it.
Motherfucker! You wait. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, you gonna say this? All right, bet. You wait till I can comment. I'm going right there.
And that's when the juiciest discussions come up too. It's like,
yeah, exactly. You know, yeah.
Yeah, and it'll let you click the comment, but as soon as you try to type,
yeah.
What you doing?
That's funny.
Oh, man. So I was like, you were in Facebook jail? I was like, yeah, but this is, I mean, I got so much shit to say right now.
Right.
You know, I said, this is pretty much like I'm out on bail. Like, I'm about to go, this is pre-trial.
Right. Well, don't do nothing to get right back into jail,
Right back.
God bless.
I'm not going to do that. I gotta have a reputation, obviously, to uphold.
Yeah.
And Truth Be Told Sports Podcast.
Nah, man, football, yeah. Until
appreciate
30
you,
days is up.
Ah, damn. All right. Yeah, so that was me. So I guess we're at that point of the show where Hollow Point, I pass it over to Hollow Point, and he tells you guys where to find us on the socials.
Thank you very much. Once again, thanks for joining us. Those of you that are here for the first time, where you've been at, happy holidays, everyone. And for those who want to comment or send us a direct message to any of our socials, we are everywhere mostly. We are on Instagram and YouTube at Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. We have a Facebook group at Truth Be Told Sports. We also have a Facebook page at Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. We also are on Twitter at TBTS Podcast. And we don't forget about the website at www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com.
Okay.
Where you can find us, find the merch. You can find all of our podcast, all our previous podcasts. And you can, like I said, go to the store, check out some merch for us.
Support
the brand.
Yeah, yeah.
And get your family or friends a decent item from the shop, whether it be a mug or anything.
The Hollow Point items are the hottest things.
Yeah.
So you better get them before we run out.
I'm serious. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Hey, you know. So caught the Hollow Point.
I'm humble. I'm humble right now. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Speaking of humble, nah, I'm not gonna do him like
don't
that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I ain't gonna do him like that.
That's another medium.
They're gonna get you on podcast jail.
Yeah.
Hey, so you, Mike, you ready? Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, this is becoming like our favorite part of the show. Hollow Point. Let's go, White Mike. Do you want to bring him in? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White Mike Hour. And here's your host, White Mike.
And here we are, back to try to stump the guys. We are so. Since we just went through the holiday season a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
I got a couple of questions. One kind of deals with the holiday, and one kind of follows up with the other question. So.
Okay.
What day do you think the most food is consumed?
The most food is consumed?
Yeah, outside of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, what day do I think the most food is consumed?
Solid question.
I'm going to go. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm going to go the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve.
I'm going to go the day after Christmas.
Ooh, you're both going to be incorrect.
Damn it.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Damn, that's right.
We are a sports show. It will be.
Bitch.
I thought we were doing holidays.
You set me up for holiday stuff.
Sorry. That's correct, though.
So yeah. What's the Now, when do you think the least amount of people get married?
The least amount of people get married?
Yeah.
Around the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
What day of the year? Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I made that one easy for y'all.
Hey, smart.
Yeah, look at bum, you. Bum, like, science rock is over here.
Science rockets.
All right, so this one's gonna be a bit interesting. So, who has the most recent? Or who was in the playoffs last?
What,
the Sacramento Kings?
Okay.
Or the Seattle Supersonics?
That's hilarious.
It's
the Sacramento Kings.
I'm going to say the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, hooey for the win.
Because I think, didn't they make the playoffs at like one of the couple of years before they
Ray Allen and Richard Lewis.
Yeah. That team.
Damn it.
2005 was their last.
Yeah. I was thinking Weber and Divock.
Right, so like I was thinking 02, that too.
Yeah.
I was thinking that too, but I was like, wait a minute. They were still the when did they become the OKC with the Thunder?
So when they drafted
after Hurricane Katrina.
They drafted Kevin Durant as mm-hmm. a supersonic.
And then a year later.
And the year after they went to the OKC.
Well, I just remember because the Jazz played in Oklahoma City after Katrina mm-hmm. and then it got a big deal to get a team there. Mm-hmm. And New Orleans wasn't giving up for the Pelicans, not the Jazz, sorry, the Pelicans. And the Supersonics lost it out.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that tidbit of knowledge.
I got an interesting one from Melvin real quick.
Okay.
When the Heat – have the Heat always been in the Eastern Conference?
Has the Heat always been in the Eastern Conference? I don't remember them being in the Western Conference.
And you probably won't because it would be before our time. But when they first became an expansion team, their first year they were in the Western Conference. Which makes no sense because of where Miami is located.
Well, back then they weren't doing – they were just
but that was in the
out.
80s.
They were trying to even out the teams. It was in the late 80s. No, the Miami came on in like early 90s.
Mm-hmm. With the Orlando.
It was no
Miami
it was,
came
it was,
home before
yeah.
Orlando.
What year like did Miami
2 years
come
before,
out?
Orlando was 89. I'm pretty sure the Heat was 87. I can find it again real quick. So, but I tried to make one easy for y'all this week, you know.
Whatever, man.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah, the Heat came in 87.
Okay.
Minnesota, Charlotte, and Miami all became franchises at the same time.
Minnesota? Okay, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know why I think 90s on that. I don't know. I remember the expansion. I just don't remember the year.
Right, right. I remember.
Oh, man, I figured out. I mean, you aren't that much older than I am, so.
Ronnie Stikely.
Ronnie Stikely. I remember I was at the Mobile Civic Center when the Miami Heat came to play. They played Charles Barkley and Manute Bol, and I was like, God damn, that dude's tall as shit.
That's right.
They played them. And Ryan Singletary was the floor boy.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's cool. You got to meet Charles Barkley. He's like, he's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Right. Touché, sir. All right, you guys ready to get in the show?
Yeah.
All right. NFL is cracking is winding down. There's a mess in the AFC. It seems like there's KC, who's like the clear cut favorite to win the AFC. And then there's like a
the one seed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then there's like a mesh of talent.
Yep.
Help me make some sense of this. What do you think, Olive Point?
I think it's a lot of, the protocols have killed the league, honestly. Mm-hmm. So you never know who's going to be there from week to week and what protocols are going to be where. So the fact that they're able to get to the finish line with the people that they have is remarkable in itself. So it's like, it's hard to get consistent play when you don't know who's going to be there. So the fact that you got guys like teams like Tennessee and teams like the Colts sitting at 9-6 and Buffalo, who actually beat the Patriots and took over for the division lead at 9-6. And then you have who's the other team in the is it the East? So the East, the South. So yeah, so Tennessee's 10-5. Mm-hmm. The Bills are 9-6. The Bengals.
The Bengals are 9-6 too.
Yeah, the Bengals are 9-6 at the four spot. Mm-hmm. But that's it's such a jumble that you can't even tell. In the AFC, you don't know what team. The only team out of that group that I think is kind of guaranteed a spot is going to be Tennessee. All those teams at 9-6, they could easily be in the playoffs or be out of the playoffs.
Oh, for sure.
Because you have so many teams. Like for instance, if Miami, who's playing the Saints, if they beat the Saints tonight, they're going to be in the seventh place spot, and the Ravens are going to be out. Mm-hmm. Right now, currently, the Ravens are in. So that's wild. And the Bengals, based on their schedule, they're 9-6 now, but they got some tough. Their last two games ain't easy ones. So it ain't like they're playing the Jets and the Jags, you know. So you never know. So it's like, you think it's wild now, let's rehash this in 2 weeks, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and then you got, I mean, you got an 8-7 Chargers team who could turn it around and
sneak back in. They because they had the Broncos and the Raiders last games.
I have zero faith in the Chargers. I'll tell you that right now. It's not why you think though. It's their defense is so soft. It ain't Herbert. Herbert's doing a decent job. I ain't bagging on Herbert. Their defense, they can't stop the run.
Their defense could stop anything.
They can't stop any play that anybody wanted to do, they did. Like Houston is a trash team. And they were moving the ball up and down the field at will on them. Mm-hmm. They had Burkhead scoring 2 touchdowns and 100 yards. Rex freaking Burkhead. Are you kidding me? So
yeah, when was the last time he was relevant?
Right.
So that's I saw their defense, man, and it used to be like I was thinking that, hey, they're gonna have a tough defense. Same the way I thought the Washington football team's defense was gonna be tough.
Right.
And turns out that they're just not. They don't get any pressure. They're soft in the middle. Their linebackers are shaky at best. And they can't cover a bed.
You said soft in the middle. I thought you was describing like a cookie or something like
that. Right, they are like they like a Pop-Tart. They're real soft in the middle.
Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tarts, sweetheart, you're soft in the middle.
You're so soft.
But, yeah, I just don't have no faith in them, man. I know, like, Herbert has to literally carry the whole team on his back.
Yeah.
In order for them to even have a chance. Like, if you look at their offensive stats, just their offensive stats and not look at, like, the score or anything else, you would be like, man, okay then. Chargers did their thing. And then you look at the score, you're like,
what the fuck?
What happened? So, it's a jumbled mess, man. And like you said, like Mike said, they could turn it around. Like, you know, all it takes is a couple plays here, a couple plays there, you know. Yeah. And I think Herbert's that dude. So it's like, you got to have a dude.
I think so too.
You got to have a dude on your team, and he's a dude. But, you know, I think the defense kind of puts them in a hole. Like, every time you come out, you got that pressure where you have to score a touchdown or you're going to be losing.
Right.
So, and that sucks.
Like, Mike, what you think, bro?
I agree. I mean, like I said, I think the Chargers are the only team that has any kind of chance to make any push at anything. Mm. Yeah. It depends on what Patriots team shows up, but like you were saying with the Chargers, the Bengals are the same way. That defense, 1 week it's its own.
Mm. Oh, that's
one
true
week
too.
1 week it's mediocre, and then they get a diminished Patriots team or a Ravens team and act like they're the best team in the league.
Yeah. So yeah, Bengals are really inconsistent too. I agree with that. And like they're acting like Burrow wasn't leading the league in the interceptions a week ago. Right. If it wasn't for one for Baker, 4 interceptions, Mayfield, he would still be leading the league in interceptions. So, but you know how that goes.
The Colts, man. What about the Colts?
Colts are tough, man.
Tough.
The downside to the Colts is
Wentz.
Well, it's not even just Wentz. It's that they're in the same division with the Titans. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the Titans are a hands down better team, but the Titans are going to take the division, which is going to put the Colts probably with a terrible draw in the first round.
Mm. I don't think so. They're sitting at the 5 seed right now.
Right.
So as long as they went out, they'll be 5 seed.
Well, and that's possible because they have the Raiders this week, and then close out the season with the Jaguars.
Yeah. So I think they're golden. I think they have.
Unfortunately, though, the Raiders, you don't know what team you're getting.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
Another team too.
I have zero faith in the Raiders. Zero faith. Carr is a. I feel like he's a basket case. Like, I feel like when it goes well, he's doing good. But I feel like every quarter, they got to go up and ask him,
hey, dude, how you doing? Doing okay? You doing all right? Because you feel like he's gonna cry at any moment. Like he's emotionally unstable, man. Like make a play, man. Come on. Like he'll fall.
I mean, when your head's banged off the ground that many times.
Yeah. I know, but you're lining up though. Like, get out of the game or play. Like, don't you can't.
I meant throughout the season. He's not sure where he is anymore.
No, I hear you, but like, you sure do put that jersey and those pads on. You go out there, so. The expectation is for you to be a good quarterback, and I'm not saying he's not. He's,
really, because the Jets keep putting quarterbacks out every week.
Oh, dude,
nobody expects him to be good.
Yeah, but the Raiders had a good team though.
Yeah,
like they had a solid team all the way around, and then they didn't because it's.
Oh man, well, you know? It was a bunch of shit with the Raiders though. Like,
I know, and it's organizational.
Start off with the racist coach, yeah. And then yeah, you know,
it was a lot of stuff.
The rug stuff, and then the guy with the guns, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Or some COVID tests. I don't know. It was a bunch of.
Well,
shit.
Well, it's a lot. I agree, and that's a lot for an organization to overcome. And but that's what I'm saying. Like, given that kind of baggage, and given the temperament of like Derek Carr, you just got to be like, hey man, how you doing? Mm. Everything's. How was that drive? Was it good for you? Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. You know what I mean? Just kind of, you got to talk slow. You can't yell at him too much.
Right. Like, all up
right. Okay. Yeah. Buddy, give him a hug or two every now and again. High five.
Like, hey, we're playing the Colts this weekend. Okay.
Hey, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Okay. Good job. Okay. We're playing the Colts this weekend. All right. Are you going to be there?
Yeah. Like, be
there.
We're
going to get
there.
This. Which Derek Carr are we going to get, buddy?
Right.
This is kind of important. We're 8-7 and we have 2 games left. Because, you know, we want to win this game and then we play the Chargers, who are kind of like us,
right?
You know,
right, it's just like you throw them both at the wall and you don't know what's gonna happen after that.
Exactly. Kind of just like us.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be there?
I'll be there.
But their quarterback is really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, I'm really good too, right? I'm good. Am I good?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's real volatile.
Sure, pal. Uh-oh. And as a matter of fact, we're going to put you up against Carson Wentz this weekend, and you're damn sure going to be better than him.
Absolutely. Know? That's a good confidence booster right there. I got to tell you, man, and this is as much as I like the Colts defense and Jonathan Taylor on the running game.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz does everything in his power
to lose
the game. Like, he's like, he does everything in his power to lose the game. Like, he literally tries to play Superman plays. He tried to scramble, and you thought for sure he was going to, like, slide, right?
Nope. Right, the one he threw, like, oh, the back God. Across.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are
you doing? Man, he's afraid the ground was going to hurt him.
He was like, hey, the ground's coming pretty fast.
No.
Carson, I don't know, dude. He's up and down for me. I know exactly what play you're talking about because I was talking about that play earlier.
There are certain players that can make that play. He shouldn't be one of them.
He shouldn't be, but he made it.
I think, well, that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Because now he thinks he can, and he's going to have more of that dumb stuff instead of making the right play.
I too can't play like, what's his name?
Josh
like
Allen or Patrick Mahomes. Any of those guys.
I can play like those guys. Any of those guys. So pretty much
I'm as good as they are.
In the quarterback club, Carson Wentz is the old nigga in the club. You know, everybody's like doing the latest dances. Like, I don't know what the latest dance is on, but like, he's doing like the Dougie. He's doing the jerk. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, watch this, guys. Like, wait, no. Everybody's doing the gritty and like, he's doing like the.
Right. He's a guy in there, like, when he warms up, he's popping his collar to start himself up and then does the crip walk. Like, that's the old thing.
Exactly.
He's like, wham, crip walk.
I'm like, okay. What's up, bro? He's one of those guys.
Yeah. I think, like I said, the Colts, I like their defense and I love their running game. I just think Wentz needs to kind of manage the game as opposed to try to take over the game. Like, when you got a stud at running back and you got, like, Hines, a good augment to the running back, like, you got – they got so many good players on offense that he shouldn't need to overdo anything. And I think he does sometimes. So, and I think if they lose, it's going to be because of something he did or didn't do. Like, instead of going down like he should, he'll just try to make that last play and end up fumbling or throwing a fucking unnecessary pick that he shouldn't throw. So,
like Baker Mayfield?
No, Baker, that's different. Baker Mayfield is like, the play will come in and it's like, hand the ball off the chug off tackle, and then he all audibles it out because he thinks he sees something in the defense. And he's like, I'm going to chug it deep. I can see they're in cover two. And then he chucks it. And he didn't have enough.
They were showing man. They were showing man. They were showing like they were going to press coach. Like what do you mean?
It was one safety high. It was one safety high. So I
20 yards off of him. What are you talking about?
Like, dude, what are you doing?
I read press. I don't know.
Yeah, no one was pressing Baker. Yeah. Why'd you throw it to him? You know we have white on, right? Did you not know that? Okay. So yeah, that's where I'd be like with him. He'd just be like, I can do it. I can do it. This is my team.
It's my team. Yeah.
Yeah, like right now though, they would, if everything stayed the way it is currently, they would have the Bills. Ooh. To start off the
who would
the Colts? The
Colts. That's what I'm saying. They,
oh man!
No. They'd have the Bengals.
Would they?
Yeah, because they're the 5 seed. So it'd be 4-5, 3-6, 2-7.
It has the Bengals showing as the number 3 seed. Granted, this was before week 16. But
oh no.
But they the Bills and the Bengals won.
Yeah, Bills are the 3 seed. Bengals are 4. So it'd be Bengals and Colts, which is a decent matchup for the Colts.
That's true.
Yeah, I think Burrow, like you said, he's inconsistent sometimes. He's a good quarterback, but he's a second year quarterback who hasn't been in the playoffs yet. So things get a lot faster when the playoffs come around.
Yeah, you think he folds?
I won't say he folds, but I think he's going to be somewhere between 500 yards and somewhere in between those 3 interceptions in one game. He's going to be somewhere somewhere in between that. I want to say like two picks, 275 and a touchdown. One touchdown, two picks.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Because he'll start. That pressure will get to you because you know you want to make the great play and then you try to force it and you end up turning the ball over. So. I mean, their line is still trash. It's just that he's been better at getting the ball out.
And they'd be playing the Colts, right? Yeah.
They get a lot of pressure, so
they get a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and they blitz every down. Yeah. They're like the Cowboys. I watched and shout out to all the Washington football team. And if y'all still fans after last night, God bless you, man. God bless you, because that was a debacle.
That looked like a Madden game.
That was a debacle. Like, I felt like the Washington football team should have just knelt on offense every play. Like, and then just punt the ball. You know what I'm saying? Just be like a water boy style. Just be like, well, we can't do shit on offense and we don't want to turn the ball over. So we're just going to kneel it. Like, we're going to either that or just run it 3 times. I feel like at some point, they were just trying to get the game over with. And like,
let's get the game over with.
I see games like that, and I'd be like, man, just put the running clock on in the fourth quarter because they don't want to be there. They can't make them out to come back.
Right.
You know, they had 3 quarters to make a comeback. What's – they didn't do it then. What's – they're going to make up 40 points in one quarter? Shit.
No.
Oh, fuck no. Shit, me. So –
I saw the block punt into the end zone, and I was like,
man the pick and they were blitzing him like he owed them money.
I felt bad for their fans, and I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, he was under siege every play. Every play, it was Lawrence
running for his life
and Parsons and the other defensive man. They were all in there in the back, like they knew the play. Like we said before, it's kind of like. It's kind of like when you play Tecmo Bowl and they pick your play.
He picked the play.
That's what it was. So I'm like, man, you're getting Giants beat.
Like, dude, hey, stop looking on my controller, bro. Damn.
Yeah, for real.
How's I pick up my play?
It's like, dude, there's 4 plays. I mean,
Your favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, passes Brett Favre. And did you see Brett Favre's message to him?
Nah, what'd it say?
He's like, congratulations on passing my record, and do one thing for me. Go get us another Super Bowl. Like, I'm not gonna give him Brett Favre because like he's going through some shit right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna give him
Brett Favre. He's so phony right now. That's so phony.
He's I'm gonna chalk it up to this. Is this Brett Favre is going through a lot of shit right now.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know, you probably heard the what's the allegations of the state defrauding the state of Mississippi?
Some money, I heard about
like,
it.
For welfare. Mm-hmm. Something like that. He probably drunk.
Well, he already said something about, you know, having the CTE and all that, like not remembering shit, blackouts and stuff.
See, so. He's probably drunk.
Yeah.
Well, y'all saying that, but Aaron Rodgers has come out and said that they have a good relationship and that they've talked several times about him breaking the record and it's nothing but nice things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because he's not competing with her anymore. Remember when when he was in Green Bay? He didn't teach him nothing. He's like, hey, we're not here to be friends. Now all of a sudden they're buddies. Get out of here with that. I know too much.
You can't take my job. I don't want to be your buddy either.
But I'm saying, like, you're on the tail end of your career, right? Yeah. And you love the Green Bay Packers so much. You see this guy behind you is like the next thing. Mm-hmm. The least you can do is like get him going because you're still an alum of the team. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like everybody eat if you just do the right thing.
Did not send him one pair of Wrangler jeans.
Nothing. Not one. Not one compression sleeve. Nothing.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Nothing.
Nothing. Y'all was talking about Dallas. And I saw a thing on Facebook today. And it may be one of the truest things I have seen. And they were talking about Trayvon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
The man got his 11th interception.
I know what you're
saying. League leading. But you know why he's getting his interceptions?
He's getting burnt so much.
He's giving up 700 and something yards.
Yeah, he's giving up the most yards.
He's getting all these picks because they're like, why not? We'll keep throwing at him. I mean,
I give up one. It's like one pick versus one 70-yard touchdown. I'll take it.
Yeah.
He gambled. Like, he gambles too much. So
he's got to change something up. I mean, we'll get toasted in the playoffs.
Because he has 11 picks. Like, what is he going to change up?
It's like – he's like the – what's his name? James Winston. He's like the defensive back James Winston. You know what I mean? I got 11 picks, but, damn, I got burned a lot.
If I didn't get burned,
30 touchdowns on me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I didn't give up that many yards, I'd be balling.
He's giving up. I just know he's giving up a lot of yardage.
But I'm saying, like, third down and long, you want him, you know, I'm throwing at him. You know? Ain't nobody scared of him.
Where's number 7? Throwing the ball to you.
He does what, you know what he does? He does what Asante Samuel used to do back in the day when he was with the Eagles. Mm. Everybody knew all you had to do was beat Asante Samuel was a double move. Right. Any out and up beats him because he's going on the first move every time
because
he's going for the pick, like kind of like what Diggs does. That's how they beat him. And any smart quarterback knows that. And you can't just toss it up. Yeah, he's going to get it. But I think Diggs he's a good athlete. I think he does the job and whatnot. But like I said, he's a gambler. And – That can go good and then go really bad at the same time.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, it can go just as bad as it went good, as quick too.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah. But the NFC is a lot more clearer.
Yeah.
Than the AFC is. You have 5 teams that have already clinched a playoff spot. You only have 2 slots available, and you got the Niners. Are in the 6th spot. I can't remember who's in the 7th spot. One of y'all.
It's the Eagles.
I think it's the Eagles.
Yeah, it is. The Eagles are in the 7th spot. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Saints. And it's like one more team that has a shot.
The Saints and Vikings. Believe it or not, the
Vikings.
And the Falcons have not been.
Yeah, they're 6-8 though. I'm not really.
They're 7-8.
7-8. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. 7-8. I don't really see them as having a chance. I think
I think the Saints are gonna lose tonight. They're already down 7-0. They got Ian Book as their quarterback. So, nice. According to Saints fans, he can't even complete passes in practice. So, yeah, I'm not real hyped on him. I'm sure Alvin Kamara is super upset right now. But
I think I have the Dolphins defense. No,
they've already got a pick six. So, hopefully you do. But yeah, the one team that is like, even though they've clinched a spot, is I think Arizona is like on the down slope, man. Like I talked to my mom every Sunday about football, and she says, "What do you think about the Cardinals?" And I said, "I feel like the Cardinals are the team that peaked too early, kind of like the Steelers did last year."
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Get out of my head.
D-Hop's going on the IR doesn't help him any either.
That is true, but at the same time, Kyler Murray's been playing like crap.
He has been.
For the past, like, 4 weeks, he's been playing terribly. He's been forcing a lot of balls. Well, I think he's been used to having D-Hop and throwing it up and D-Hop just making plays. Right. So I agree with you. Having D-Hop is a big – not having D-Hop is a big miss.
But not just that. I mean, when he is there, that's a different coverage setup. You can complete some of them underneath to Zach Ertz and AJ Green.
Right.
Because they're not being taken out of because you have to take D-Hop out.
Well, I think Kyler Murray isn't as healthy as he appears to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's still hurt. And, like, you can tell when he's walking, he's kind of dragging a little bit. And when he's between plays, he looks like he's exhausted. You know what I mean? Like, he's super tired. And it kind of, you know, the team sees that and they kind of take on that kind of mode. And as much as I want to give J.J. Watt shit for never being able to complete a season, they miss him because they can't stop the run anymore without him in there. And that's a big thing, too. It's like
they're going to have a big issue with Dallas.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Next week they play Dallas, and Dallas is probably going to push their shit in, you know, just because Dallas is on an uptick right now.
And I wouldn't believe it. I think they close out the season with Seattle, and Seattle can whoop them, too.
It's a divisional game. I think they're going to get up for the one game against them, I think. You know what I'm saying? I think they're not a good team at this point, but they're like, hey, for one more game, let's get it together. And having them at home is not really a big thing anymore. Chicago just beat them in Seattle, so.
Right.
Well, I meant Arizona has Seattle at home.
Arizona? Is that
home? Yeah, Arizona.
Arizona is like 3-5 at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they suck at home.
Gives you a little something to.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to set up. And I applaud them for setting the schedule up that way to have division rivals at the end, because it'll make it tough. Yeah. You can't just phone it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of, especially in the AFC, ain't nobody got nothing locked up. So everybody trying to fight for position.
I'm going to have to find a new quarterback, dude.
Yeah,
If the
Packers go back to back.
That's right.
They got the Vikings and Lions. Not that the Lions are worth a damn, but they can destroy the Vikings' hopes.
I don't know, man. See, I feel bad for Kirk Cousins, man. I think he gets a bad rap sometimes. Like, I think he puts some good stuff on tape. I think he's – no, don't get me wrong. He makes some dumbass decisions. Like, he's good in the 20s, in between the 20s. He gets to that red zone, and he kind of gets, like, I don't know what happens. He gets, like, an out-of-body experience. He just throws a pick randomly. I just, like – like Jefferson, I saw the one pick he threw at the 10-yard line, and Jefferson's looking at him like, "Where are you throwing the ball, dude?"
Oh yeah, what game was that? I think it was
this past Sunday.
Arizona.
Yeah, whoever they played this past Sunday, that's he was driving down. I mean, hitting Thielen. He hit everybody. Conklin, he hit everybody. Boom, 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 boom. Get in the red zone, just freeze up, man. And I'm just like. He's trying to throw screens from the 10-yard line. Like, come on, dude. You're throwing screens.
I think he's just probably just getting so confident during that drive that when he gets into the red zone, he feels like it's automatic, and he He makes way too confident in throws. I guess that's how he like overthrows people and stuff like that.
Yeah, he doesn't throw competable balls when he throws. Like when he goes at, when he throws it up, he's either going out of bounds or he's going to the other team. Like he doesn't. Yeah. Like, he didn't give his guys a chance to make a play, and that's when you have when you have two of the best receivers in the league on your team,
purple jersey.
Like why not? Yeah, purple jersey. Yeah, me. Throw it to that guy. Yeah, just put it see up.
The jersey I'll go you're get wearing, it. Same guy.
Yeah, throw it to me.
Put it in that area.
Matching jerseys.
Don't throw it to the guy. Okay, now there's a guy in the second row, with the same jersey. Don't throw it to him.
Yeah. And I think, like I said, I let it off when I feel bad for him, but it's like nothing spells mediocre like fucking Minnesota
Kirk Cousins
and Kirk Cousins. Because he, I mean, 7-7 is real indicative of what their season has been like.
Right.
And it's just, it's tumultuous, man. And their defense is helter skelter and they have good players.
They're currently 7-8.
7-8. Is it 7-8?
Yeah, because they lost this weekend.
Yeah. So bad.
So of the teams,
I think any team 7-8, they're done. Like I think 8 losses, you're out of the playoffs. I think.
But once again, it's going to be the NFC who's going to send below 500 teams to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Of the teams, I think the Niners. Well, I think they may have lost Garoppolo. He broke something with his knee. I'm not sure. But
I mean, go figure. It's right around that time of the year anyway, so. It is. It's like, it's a sprained thumb. This injury is worse than the sprained right thumb. See what I'm saying? Like this dude.
So, yeah, I think I was kind of disappointed in their effort last weekend. It was just against the Titans because they had that game. And then Garoppolo, and that's the first time I'll literally say that it was the quarterback that caused them to lose the game. Besides the Cleveland game, that game was straight up the reason why he was straight up the reason why they lost.
I'll take it because I took Tennessee this week.
They were up, dude. They had the game in hand. Just like boom, we're gonna do what we want, and then
right
stop doing it. So, but
oh yeah, the Bucks have already clinched, but they're going to. They have the greatest ending season. They have the Jets and the Panthers for the last two games.
Oh, they play the Panthers again?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I guess like this is the COVID game, right, for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Antonio Brown was like the number one receiver again because there was no Godwin and there was no Mike Evans.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? It shows, dude, because like he has no other weapons. He has no one else to throw to.
He's got Gronk. He got Brady.
Well, Gronk did okay. Gronk did all right. He didn't do all that well. They were saying like there was a couple people in the huddle at this game that he had never played with.
Yeah. That's the biggest doubt. Like you said, Evans, and then you said Godwin, but Fournette is the biggest loss. Simple because
Yeah. Fournette was the biggest loss, yeah.
Because he's catching the ball out of the backfield now. Mm-hmm. And his backup, Ronald Jones, has baby hands and he can't catch anything. So I've seen so many times he tried to throw in the ball. He just like, hey, we're doing the bird. So yeah. And like Brady gave him that look, like, all right, man, I ain't gonna throw the damn ball no more. So
yeah. Why catch the ball?
Yeah.
Catch the ball, Paul. I'm upset he didn't catch any.
You want the Super Bowl ring? You got to catch the ball.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest. I think Fournette being gone is the biggest. Draw. Like, granted, losing Evans and Godwin are huge.
Oh, for sure.
But having a workhorse who can also catch the ball out of backfield is really clutch. Because he checks down like a lot.
Yeah, I just thought he was going to hit Gronkowski a lot, and I was going to get some points, but I didn't.
Aw. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm okay. It's all right. I'm going to stay true. I got to say, just be positive.
Be positive.
Christmas games. You want to switch it up to the NBA real quick?
Sure.
Christmas games. What you guys think of those Christmas games? Well, by the way, what do we? I mean, with our picks, if you listened to them last week, we were kind of wrong on a few of them.
I think we only got two right.
Yeah. We were kind of wrong on a few of them. We got two right. We got I don't think we picked Golden State either.
No, you're right.
I took Phoenix. Yeah, I took Phoenix.
I think we
all took Phoenix at home.
Well, why did we vote against? Why did we majority vote against Golden State again?
At home, Phoenix at home. They beat him at home last time.
Yeah. So we were wrong, people. It's okay.
Put that in the notes. Don't vote against Golden State.
Yeah, right. There we go. And we learn.
If Boston wouldn't have blown a huge ass lead, we'd have went over.
I know. Boston, that game, like I told you guys, I left and was heading towards to my father-in-law's house and just knew Boston had won that game. That's why I texted you guys. I texted the guys. I was like, hey, damn, like we're 0-3 today. What the fuck? And Mike's like, what do you mean we lost? What about Milwaukee or I think the Bucks won. I was like, I was thinking in my head, like, no, they didn't. Like, they were getting railed before I left. There's no way Boston lost that game, you know? I looked at the score. I was like, oh, shit.
They tagged in a new player.
Did you see, what's it called? Chip his tooth? What's the guy? Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown, yeah.
Man. That's a bad feel right there, buddy.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's a bad feel right there. I mean, I'm pretty sure he got it fixed by now, but.
Are we ready to say Boston's a bad team just like the Lakers are?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, we actually are.
I was going to say. Like, that's the thing. Like, I laugh because, like, I can safely admit that the Lakers are a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But that's all people are talking about. But you know who people aren't talking about? The Clippers or the Celtics or all these teams have the same record or worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Lakers are the only one that gets the pub for being a bad team,
Tell them why you're mad, son.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just an observation because Boston plays terrible and they think Tatum's something that he's actually not, I think. I said what I said.
Me and Julio's gonna agree on this, but for different reasons.
Hold up now. I was saying Jaylen Brown's a better player. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But Tatum's the marquee.
Is he though?
I think so. I think he's tougher.
He might be tougher.
I'd give him tougher.
Tatum is a little soft.
Yeah, I think when the moment gets big, he kind of folds a little bit. Pissed on his leg.
Yeah,
not really an athlete. watching and if you watch the Knicks and the Falcons or the Falcons, the Hawks play. I'm sorry, because that
pretty
was
pretty much awful. Same thing.
That was an awful game. That's so bad. I don't think it was, as far as the Christmas Day matchups, and it's the same thing with football, same thing with basketball. It's the COVID, the protocols, man.
Yeah.
It's tearing up everything. So it's just like they're trying to get to the finish line, man. Everybody trying to get to the finish line, trying to get these boys paid,
mm-hmm.
trying to get this money from the TV. That's what it's all about right now. That's why otherwise they would have shut it down like hockey did.
Oh, for sure. They're like, no, we're not going to do hockey shut down for like a couple of days, right?
Yeah, they shut down for like a week, I thought.
About a week or something like that. So they'll be back, but NBA, I think they're doing the same thing. Trying to like, I don't know. Like, I'm at the point where everybody's missing. I'm about to go down there to the. I'm still gonna call a Staples Center. Mama call a Staples Center. I'm gonna go down to Staples Center. And get me see if the Lakers are hiring or the Clippers, because I gotta get some of this bread too, bro.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Like that, you know,
go down, knock down a couple threes.
Mm-hmm. Get me a nice little 10-day contract. I'll sit on the bench. You don't have to use me. Just use me to fill in the roster.
Defense is even optional, so.
Right. Don't put me in a game.
Defense is optional and turnovers are a premium.
I'm like, look, do not put me in a game.
You got to play at least one. You got to play for one of them. So the other one picks you up for another 10 day.
Yeah, I got
it. I feel bad for Isaiah Thomas, man.
Right.
I wonder why he's not staying on. Like, I wonder what's the – like, he's a good player. Mm-hmm. Is he just – he's just too old to be little? He's little and
– Yeah, I think
you can't say he's too old.
And slow.
The roster.
Yeah, but what, they need another old dude? Like, it's just – you know what I mean? Like, I think they're full on old people.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to go there. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to show up.
Look, man, they just need to shut it down for the season and just – I did see this retarded trade proposal on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start with Anthony Davis and Westbrook being traded off to the Bulls.
For what?
For somebody, Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan. And somebody – the very first comment said, the Bulls aren't stupid.
Right.
Right. Right. They ain't dumb.
Like, if you don't know by now that Westbrook is a team killer, then that's on you. Like, I would not touch Westbrook with a 10-foot pole. Like, he is a – there was an article came out. And your boy Carl Anthony Towns is on one now. Like, he's just starting to talk for no reason to anybody who will listen.
He's about to get on your list.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something.
I could tell.
Hey, I'm with it. Like, what he said wasn't necessarily wrong. But he's not the one that should be saying it. You know what I mean? Like, he's talking about I'm the best shooter from deep or whatever he said.
Shooting big man.
Whatever that was.
From Minnesota.
That was extreme, right. On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Wednesday Night Adult League.
Right. You know? That's extremely specific what you fucking monikered right there. It was really specific. But I'm just like, man, shut up, dude. How many playoff appearances you got? Right. And I just, you know, I can't take what he says. It's not that it's wrong, but it's like he's not the messenger. He shouldn't be the messenger for that stuff. Like, he's talking crap on Westbrook about being a stat chaser. And again, he's saying the stuff that I've been saying about Westbrook. He's empty calories. He's going after balls that it doesn't – what he does doesn't affect the game at all. You know, he only goes one speed. And he turns the ball over so much. He's turned the ball over for 400 games in a row, dude. Did you hear that? Did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
400 games in a row.
That is ridiculous, dog.
He's turned the ball over.
That is crazy.
Are you kidding me?
So 400 games in a row. How many? Damn, that many.
That's almost that's almost the last 5 years.
Yeah.
400 games in a row. Are you kidding me? So I just
wow,
not including playoffs. I didn't count those. I just went on 82 game schedule. So, I gotta head back to your Carl Anthony Towns there.
Oh, please do.
Number one, Draymond come out and told him he needed to he in a way that Draymond can told him he needed to shut his mouth. He's like, I remember playing you, dude, sitting on the bench watching. Because y'all was down by 20 with 2 minutes to go, and you out there playing hard. Yeah. Like, you fixing to come back.
Right.
And a big man, we are considering a big man to be the 4/5, 4/5, right?
Yeah.
Man, you ain't even the best shooting big man to come through Minnesota. Kevin Love was that. Kevin Love was a much better scorer in Minnesota.
I was going to say, Jokic just entered the chat.
I know, right? Joke is in the chat.
So, I mean,
yeah, no, I'm with you, man. He said he's the best big man shooter from distance on a Thursday time. Rec league or something. I don't know. It was real specific.
Mm-hmm. He must have his stats up on 2K.
Yeah, Dirk Nowitzki said, "What's up?"
Right.
What's going on?
And somebody pulled some numbers up to kind of support what he said, but I'm just like, man, who was your stat guy that gave you this information?
Right.
I mean, you take right. two threes and you hit one of them. Yeah, you got the greatest percentage of 50.
All I'm saying.
Good job, 50%.
You know, I just
feel. I mean, shots we take two.
I mean, shit, I can get 50%.
Oh, and here's the other thing: your team's terrible. You're not leading anybody anywhere. So That's the most important thing. Lead your team to wins, and then we'll talk about how great your shooting is.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Like, if you're on a losing team, like a perennial loser, I can't hear you. Like, I can't hear you until you're in the playoffs or, like, you're giving it a run. You know, you got some kind of pedigree about you.
Right.
Then talk. Then you could talk. Don't sit here and tell me how such and such, you're this or you're that, when your team doesn't win. You're supposed to be the leader of the team, and they're not winning because of you.
Exactly.
So, that's my piece.
Yeah, while we're on the NBA, I just want to shout out Cleveland's coach, Bickerstaff, on his extension.
Oh, you know what? You know, I think
– who's he with?
The Cavs. He's the Cavs head coach.
Cavs balling, man.
They balling, yeah. Dude. Like, it's
he's got a good culture going.
Like, LeBron left, and they, like, we thought the same thing, like, last time what happened. When LeBron left Cleveland the first time, they'll be at the bottom. Like, no, they whooping up on teams, bro.
Right. And they got, like, 10 7-footers on the squad, so.
Yeah, that's probably why.
They got some ballers on there, man. And Love's coming off the bench playing now, being a leader. So they're actually doing some, making some noise, and I think they have a shot. Like their roster makeup, you know, bodes well for them in the playoffs, because you know they're gonna lead the team and lead the whatever game they're playing in rebounds.
Never sure.
You know, so I like them. I like they're gonna be a good team to watch.
Oh, but they're trying to screw up. They're in the Cavaliers rumored as a team to watch as Ben Simmons trade talk heats up.
Oh my God.
They're trying to tank now.
Oh boy. Oh my God. All right.
Is he still getting paid?
Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
I don't know. Him and Kyrie Irving, I would just be like, you know, y'all just both of you just go on.
Right. Like I would straight up TO Kyrie Irving, here, take this check. Mm-hmm. Take your ass home.
Take your ass
and home. We don't want you here.
Look, here's your money for the rest of the year. Just go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Don't worry I'll about call charges of the game. We're good.
We good. Don't worry about it, bro.
Who has a better 3-point percentage, Dwight Howard or Ben Simmons?
Definitely Dwight Howard.
Yeah. Definitely. Including he made 5 during his tenure with the Sixers last year.
That's hilarious.
Ben Simmons, you're trash.
He is,
let me get your check.
He's stealing money, man. Stealing money. Hey, it's. I think the rest of the season is so tumultuous, man. You don't know what's gonna happen. Like,
right?
You don't. You know what I mean? Like, the only two definites is the Warriors and the Suns are gonna be really good.
Never sure.
But man, the Jazz are actually. Go ahead.
We still haven't got to the All-Star break.
No. This is rough, man. I don't know if we're going to get there.
Season. I don't think we're going to make it, you know, make it to the end of the season. So, I don't know. If we come to the end of the road, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll still be here. Truth Be Told Sports Podcast will still be here because we'll figure out some shit to talk about.
Absolutely.
Like we did last time. So,
absolutely.
Don't worry about that. You guys got any hollow point? Any honorable mentions, brother?
Honestly, I wanted to just honorable mention everybody, man. Like, this is the season. I love this season is everybody's a little bit nicer, a little more kind, wants to give and give to people who don't otherwise have. So when you see a lot of goodwill, that lets you know that people are overall good. Mm-hmm. So I've seen some stuff that you're just like, man, that's what this is about. So just shout out to just honorable mention to everybody. That's it, man. Just no real honorable mentions to a specific person. That was just the season.
The season.
Honorable mention is the season, the holiday season, man.
There you go. Right on. White Mike, you got any parting shots, bro?
I mean, thank you guys for coming back. I do hope y'all had a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas. For those of y'all that play Santa, this was the first time and I didn't have to build nothing. Shout out to you gentlemen, because that's no joke. And we again, thank y'all. We hope you have a safe New Year. Is that holidays coming up this weekend? Don't do anything crazy and come back to hear us next week.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. Jalapeno, you guys say any goodbyes? Any
yeah, shots? Just like you said, Happy New Year's, everybody. Do some crazy stuff, but just keep it within, keep it legal.
Yeah.
Make it back home. You know, whatever your resolutions, and if you do that kind of thing, just try to make 22 the best year you can. This pandemic thing ain't going away anytime soon. So do what you can, love your family, love your friends, and we'll see you next week. Yes, see you in 2022, baby.
Let's go. All right. For us, for me, same as these guys as always, man. Appreciate everybody coming out to tuning in, listening to us ramble for about an hour about sports because we like doing it, and apparently you like listening to it, so we really appreciate you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of you out there in Tooth and Toe Sports Land. We'll see you next year. Wait.
Yep.
Quick shout out to the Giants starting quarterback this past week, Jake Fromm. Shout out to Warner Robins. Shout out to my daughter, Kiana Johnson. Baby, I'm so proud of you. You make us so many great strides in becoming a very phenomenal young woman, and I'm very proud of you. I'm going to let you know that. And thank you for listening, and your boyfriend for listening too. So, peace. Rest in peace, Kobe. Goodbye there, peace.